Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Valentine's Day means love is in the air and flowers are flying out the door at shops across the region. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports from Stein Your Florist, a 133-year-old flower shop in Mayfair.
Owner Patrick Kelly says he put in 100 hours of work in the last week and he slept in his office last night, up and ready to go with a team that's bigger than usual.
And we go from an average crew of about, 15 to 30 people to assembling all 30 to 40 people all in one day.
That includes 14 delivery drivers compared to 3 on a normal day. As for what's popular, not just the roses.
We actually upped our ante on the exotics this year, orchids and things imported from different parts of the world.
A big challenge for delivery drivers is the freezing temperatures. With a wind chill like the one we have today, that means flowers can freeze easily if they're left outside. A Philadelphia police officer has been put on administrative duty while the department investigates the death of a man who died in police custody on the way to the hospital. KYW's John McDevitt says police tried to restrain the 28-year-old man on Wednesday.
He was allegedly screaming, hitting cars and the ground with his body. Officials say the officers were informed that the man was given an overdose-reversing drug before they got there. According to authorities, police officers were attempting to handcuff the man when one of the cops allegedly hit the man with a closed fist in the face and head. The man was ultimately restrained. Officials say the man died inside an ambulance on the way to the hospital.
Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says a complete and objective investigation will be conducted. Closing arguments are expected today in the sex assault trial against a former Temple University fraternity president. But as KYW's crime and justice reporter Christian Johansson explains, his defense attorneys want to put more witnesses on the stand to refute the accuser's claims.
Defense attorneys for Ari Goldstein want to call one of the 23-year-old's former frat brothers, who they say would testify he was in the room next to the defendant's bedroom when one of the accusers said she screamed during the alleged assault. He says he heard nothing on the night in question. The judge has not allowed that testimony, and prosecutors say they just found out about the witness. One accuser testified Goldstein held her down and put his fingers in her throat and then left her bruised. The other said he grabbed and bit her while pinning her on his couch.
If convicted, Goldstein could face up to 2 decades in prison. A Burlington County jury has convicted a 31-year-old woman in the death of her wife almost 3 years ago. The panel spent 3 days in deliberations before finding Laura Bluestein guilty of aggravated manslaughter and tampering with evidence in the death of 29-year-old Felicia Dormans in the couple's Mount Holly home. Bluestein was found not guilty of first-degree murder and a weapons violation. Prosecutors had argued that the shooting was on purpose, the aftermath of domestic violence. Bluestein maintained the gun went off by accident. Sentencing is scheduled for April 23rd. PennDOT is ramping up its campaign to remind you that October 1st is the deadline to comply with the federal government's Real ID program. Here's KYW's Paul Kurtz.
PennDOT has hired extra staff and opened new locations to help streamline the application process. And the effort appears to be helping, according to spokesman Diego Sandino.
We have about 26% of customers have opted into Real ID.
Sandino says they're projecting about 1.3 million people to have Real ID by the time the enforcement deadline arrives in the fall.
If you plan to get a Real ID, remember to bring all needed documents. You'll need one proof of identity, like a birth certificate or a passport, Social Security card, and 2 proofs of address. The passenger train service from Jim Thorpe in upstate PA through the scenic Lehigh Gorge returns this weekend. There's been a resolution of an amusement tax dispute with town officials. Here's KYW's Mark Abrams.
Derailed last November by a dispute over Jim Thorpe's demand for payment of some $100,000 in amusement taxes, the passenger trains will return Saturday for the town's Winterfest events after parties resolve the issue. Chris Barrett, president and chief executive officer of the Pocono Mountains Visitors Bureau, is relieved the trains have returned.
It has an effect of bringing about $42 million into our community every year. So it's a substantial economic asset for our region.
Barrett says the trains provide tens of millions of dollars in economic benefits to the town and the region as a whole. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.